Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
Hello, I'm Echo.
And we're coming at you today with a beginner lesson that you're probably going to use time and time again.
Yep.
Like every time you go out to eat. Let's have a listen.
My dan. Hey, my dan. Fu yuan, my dan.
Ma shang.
My dan. Hey, my dan. Fu yuan. 买单，
马上。
All right, so this takes place in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is trying to get the attention of a waitress, and the first thing he says is,
买单，哎，买单，
买单。
买 is to buy.
Mm-hmm.
单 is the check. Mm-hmm. Right, so get the check.
Yeah, 买单。
Right, so get the check, or check, please.
Mm-hmm. 买单.
Yeah, so, hey, can I have the check, please?
Mm-hmm. The waitress didn't hear him.
Yeah, or he's in a state-owned restaurant.
Yeah.
服务员, 买单!
服务员.
服务员 is a waiter or waitress.
Mm-hmm.
服务 is service.
Mm-hmm.
And 员 is an employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, your server or mm-hmm. your service person. Mm-hmm.
服务员
Here you may hear is 服务员
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 That's, you hear that a lot in the north,、
mm-hmm.
And it's just the way they add the R onto the end of things sometimes.、Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it for now. Either 服务员 or 服务员 is okay.、
Mm-hmm. 服务员
So, waitress.
买单
Check, please.
马上
马上
马上 So, right away.
马上
Right away or, you know, yes, immediately.
Yeah, 马上
Right, so this literally, 马 means horse,、
mm-hmm.
and 上 is like on.
Yeah.
Right, so it's, that's how、
I'm、
fast
on the horse.
Yeah, that's how fast it's going to be, you know, on horseback.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right away.
Yeah.
马上
Let's have another listen and、mm-hmm. make sure that we got everything.
Yeah.
买单，哎，买单，服务员，买单，
马上。
买单，哎，买单，服务员，买单，
马上。
This is, I think, pretty simple,、mm-hmm. but really useful.
Yeah.
You're going to use these things all the、mm-hmm. time.
Yes.
Unless you.Do all of your cooking and eating at home, in which case、mm-hmm. it's still good to know. My dan、
mm-hmm.
Especially, right? Check, please.
Yeah. And we can also say 付账
Right, 付账、
mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, this
付钱,
is...
付 both okay.
Yeah, this is... So all you really need to take away from this lesson、mm-hmm. is 买单
Yeah.
But for those of you who are interested in this kind of thing, 买单、
mm-hmm.
actually came into Mandarin from Cantonese.And
oh,
was,
really?
Yeah, and so in Cantonese, it was originally a different mai. It wasn't the mai meaning to buy,
mm-hmm.
it was mai meaning to bury.
Uh-huh.
Mai mo the mai.
Oh,
originally,、
really?
Yeah, and in Cantonese, it's still that.
Oh, yes.
Right.
It's a mai zang the mai, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, but in Mandarin, it's changed, and it's、
yeah.
become mai, like to buy.
Yeah, to buy the bill.
Yeah,、and so that's actually a pretty new term in Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, people, like in Beijing, people used to say like 结账
对结账 yes.
Right, so it's just to get the bill,、
mm-hmm.
right? 结 is to get or to receive.
Yeah.
账would be a bill or an account.
Mm-hmm.
In Sichuan, a lot of the time people say 算账
算账
which,、
yeah.
which I really like because it...、
Mm-hmm.It's、you、pretty could, interesting, actually.
It's interesting because it sounds, in standard Mandarin, it sounds kind of threatening, right? I mean, it's, you know, it sounds like, you know,
yeah,
it's the whole 算账,
right? But actually, originally, you know, 算账、yeah. is the job for、the one who's running the restaurant.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The accountant.
The owner, yeah.
They'll 算, they'll calculate,、
mm-hmm.
or they'll count up、
yeah.
the 账, usually on、
yeah.
an
So it's
an
like, 你算账 and I'll 买单
Right. And there are other ways of saying this, too. You can just say...付钱
付钱 yes.
Right.
付钱
Right, so it's pay money.
Yeah.
Or you could say...
多少钱
Right,
for
so how much money?
Yeah.
Something like that. But a lot of the time, people、mm-hmm. will just say 买单
买单 yes.
And That's what, I mean, most people say it now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stick to that one, you don't have to worry about the other stuff. Mm-hmm. That one will serve you pretty well.
Yeah, and also one more thing. Usually when we 买单, we would ask 服务员 to 打包 for us.
Yes, yeah, if you have food left over on the table and you want to take it with you, you will 打包, which is to bag something up, right?
Yeah.
包 means a bag, mm-hmm. or a sack.And then 打 is a verb meaning to
pack.
To pack, in this case.
打包.
Pack it up in a sack or take it away, bag it up.
Yeah, you can put them together. So it's like, 服务员结账打包.
Yeah. So,
or 服务员买单打包.
Waiter or waitress, check please and bag this up.
Yeah. All right?
All right. Now let's listen to this one last time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we'll be done.
Yeah.
买单，哎，买单，服务员，买单，
马上。
买单，哎，买单，服务员，买单，
马上。
That's it from us for today. If you have any questions or comments, as always, you know what to do.
You can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or just post on the site.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Bye bye.
Bye.